T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, here we go. It's Thursday morning on 99 Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy, welcome to our Thursday, the 30th of July. Scott Pizzano, it is Sandy Waters, celebrating 20 years in 2020. Here we go. Another day. Here we go. We're working towards that. I was wondering, I was going to count how many days in 20 years. But I haven't yet.
Okay, you work on that. Mm-hmm. I will give shout outs to early risers. if you wake up early with us every day, if you listen to the show, give us a shout out and we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah.
Okay. Tina Snyder says that I'm going to work to make cakes. Oh, Tina. Like one for you, one for me. Ashley Nicole says, I wake up at 5 a.m. every morning to see my girlfriend off to work by 6:30. I wake up, make sure she has coffee, breakfast, and lunch, help her with anything that she needs. Then I stay up for the day and clean, laundry, and take care of my grandpa.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, Ashley Nicole, you are the sweetest person ever.
Yeah.
And Becky Knapp, 4 a.m. Hubby goes to the base, then in NF. Am I missing something? It was NF. Hubby goes to the base.
Uh-huh.
Is that like military base? Or is that like the base, the basement? Because that's how I abbreviate
basement. Oh, you call it the base?
I'm going down to the base. Got to go to work.
You're abbreviating.
So Becky, do you... and then in NF.
I don't know. Maybe it's a swear word. I don't know.
I know. I really feel dumb not knowing what that means. And I
okay,
could be saying something inappropriate.
There you go. 7,300.
Wow. That's how many days? But wait, does that count the weekends?
Yeah.
Subtract weekends. Keep working on it. Get back to you tomorrow.
Five days a week times 20 years, whatever that is. Nah, it's too much math for me. I can't do it. Too much math. Too much math and dead air. Here's your forecast from 13WM. Sun and clouds, mainly rain-free today. A better chance south of Rochester, but 81 degrees for the high. Man, did we get some rain yesterday? I don't recall the time that the emergency broadcast system, the emergency EAS, came on the television with that screen that looks like it's from like 1981.
Yeah.
With a tornado warning. That was crazy. And, you know, south of Rochester is where these three big clumps of spinning clouds are going through. And my dad lives down there and he's all by himself and he's in his 80s. So I called him. I'm like, hey, he doesn't have a cell phone. And I don't know what he was watching, if he even had the TV on. I'm like, did you see that? He goes, what? I'm like, there's a tornado warning, dude. He's like, get in your tub if it starts
getting in your tub.
Like, whatever, you know. He doesn't have a basement. It's just a ranch. And I'm like, keep an eye out. Because they said it was coming through, you know, at 7:05.
Like, what ended up happening?
There's a lot of 35 or 40 reports of storm damage around the area.
Aww.
Yeah, some trees into houses and stuff like that.
Did you check on Dad
afterwards?
Last night?
Nah, yeah. I watched the radar. I missed him.
Oh, it missed him. Okay.
I hope.
I don't like when you do that. By the way,
what's that? Check the radar.
I don't know. I don't think you notice that it comes off sometimes as condescending.
What's that?
D- did you see that? Did you hear that? It's like, you know I didn't. Are you saying that because you're trying to make me feel bad that I didn't hear it?
What? What is this? I called my dad to see if he had heard the tornado warning.
Right. You,
I don't know if I said it just like
that. Yeah, you often do say things like that. When you know someone doesn't know something, you're like, did you hear that?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm a horrible person, and I'm okay with it.
It's fine.
I am a horrible person.
Just say, Dad, make sure you're okay.
I'm not a girl.
Did you hear that?
I'm a guy. I'm like, yo, did you see that?
Oh,
it's a guy thing. I'm not a female. It's the way we talk. And he's like, no, what's that? He goes, well, I just got a phone call from Benny, and he said the same thing. I'm like, yeah. So everybody's concerned for Dad. I guess he's okay. But no,
I might be nitpicking, but that's just a tiny little, you know how we all have tiny little pet peeves? That's one of mine.
Really? Well, you put up with it for 20 years, so Godspeed. We'll be right back in the buzz. Stay there. Hello. 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 Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? It's the best way to do it. Just get right into it, right? 98.9 Buzz, Spazano Sandy. Morning. Happy Thursday. Scott Spazano, Sandy Waters here. Hello, partner in crime for 7,300 some days.
Ooh, counted it out. Hello.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? sun and clouds today. None of those big old rain blasts, even though we did need it. It just kind of felt good that we got a little bit of rain. But today, mainly rain-free and a better chance of anything south of Rochester, like south of Livingston County, southern tier, and 81. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 80 for your Friday. Weekend looks pretty decent, around 80s, and it's just normal. Maybe a 45% chance of some rain on Sunday, but we're good. We're good.
You know, I wonder, we're all still on the Kodak high talking about Kodak, and now everybody's talking about, oh my God, the stock price is, you know, tripled.
What did it hit 60 at one point yesterday? $60 a share?
Yeah. I think it settled at 33 or whatever. But just a few days ago, it was like $2 something, $2.50 or whatever it was.
Right, right.
So, and, you know, we're all on this natural high and we're all like, oh, my God, that's so fantastic for the company. Hopefully this is their way out and back stronger than ever.
Yeah.
But then you'll get those people. This is what I'm curious about. And I don't know if this time of the morning is way too busy for you guys to call up, but.
Or if you're even up.
Yeah, that's true, too. 222-2899.
What?
Those who worked at the original Kodak, like. Two leaderships ago or
version
whatever.
Version 1.0.
Yeah, however many leaders in between.
Right.
There were a lot of people, a lot of you guys to comment on Facebook and kind of throw, not hate, I don't want to say hate, but like,
a little shade.
Too bad my pension isn't coming back. Or,
yeah, right.
Oh, I do have stock. Oh, no, wait a minute. Nope, I don't. Those are worthless because if you originally had stock with the first company, it went bankrupt, so then it all went away. You lost everything.
Oh, I see.
So the people who were invested and believed in Kodak way back when, it's like this is really a completely different company.
Right,
now,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's Kodak 2.0.
So for those of you who were the original Kodakies, are you excited that Kodak is taking off again, or are you almost bitter?
It's got to be a bittersweet thing, right? The place was like, and so many people that I know and heard from and talked to said working at Kodak was like working. It was like everybody at work was like family. You're all very close. And, you know, in the day and age of the highlight of Kodak, you know, 70s, 80s, whatever, it was a different vibe. And after it all kind of fell apart, went away. There's got to be some kind of feeling of, I'm happy, but I'm bummed. Like, I'm sad, but I'm happy for, because that was like the mother nest, you know, at one point. I don't know.
And
what's your dad feel like?
Because
he took early retirement, right?
He did.
Yeah.
I think he feels pride still. I think there's a little piece of him that just wants Kodak to win.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think he's on the side of pride, and he gets, you know, we still have family that work there who work there, though. Oh, wow. So we
you
want
know, that's
it to
rare.
Succeed.
There's only 4,900 employees worldwide.
I know. My one cousin has worked there since she was a teenager, and she's still there. She's still there. She's, yeah. I don't know, but I don't know if a company like, you know, took away everything right. I had that was my pension, my, you know, the stocks, whatever it is, just it's gone now.
Right. Left you.
Because they couldn't manage, you know, they didn't evolve fast enough or whatever.
Right, right.
Would I ever want them to succeed without me? I don't know.
Well,
it's a weird spot you guys are in. That's all I'm saying. It is a weird spot.
Okay, so I don't buy stocks. If I do, I don't know. It's a 401k or something.
Yeah, so but, you do. By the way, you are an investor. You have a 401k.
Okay, all right. But I don't know anything about the stock market. You do this stuff, right? You have a financial podcast called Seven Figures, which kicks off again tomorrow. What? Let me just ask a quick question. I know we got to take a break. But... like, so you see this go from like crap stock price to like $60 to 30. Is now time to get in, or is this like,
no,
did you miss it?
You missed it.
You missed it.
So what happens is the, I guess you could say, quote unquote amateurs, and I'm considered one of the amateurs because I'm not a big brokerage firm.
Yeah.
And I don't trade hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
So the amateurs jump in when it's like the fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they'll jump in, which keeps pushing the stock price up, which is great,
right.
But then it'll eventually settle.
But it's got to settle at better than $2, right?
You would think, unless something, and this is just a whole entire crazy scenario, unless something crazy happens where, I don't know, the loan falls apart or what, I don't
something
even know.
Wrong. Yeah, right. Well, yeah obviously, yeah.
Crazy things do happen, but for the most part, if they can actually...
make this
diligently
happen.
Yes,
yeah.
Then it might be really good for the company long term.
I don't care about the company. I don't care about the stock and making
I
money.
I know. You
I care about the company because I want the stock to if I buy
it. I know
it,
you want in on it. Well, then if you
say,
get
I
in
take
on
100
it now.
Bucks, I want to get a, take $100. Should I wait for it to come down a little bit, then throw like $100 at it or something, which
ideally,
I don't have.
Ideally, you want it to drop a little bit more, pull back a little bit more. Then you jump in. You want to look for the sale at the mall. That's how you got to perceive this. Look for the sale. Don't ever buy jeans at full price. Wait for them to go on sale.
So you're suggesting stocking in real life instead of shopping in real life.
Yes.
Okay. Hold
exactly.
on. It's Spisano and Sandy on The Buzz. We'll be right back. 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Do you label people inside your head? Not in a bad way, but just in a funny way. Yeah. It's like a judgment zone thing, but it's like okay. I'll get to that in a second here.
Okay.
Sun and clouds, mainly rain free. 81 degrees today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Friday, 80. So you walk. Okay, right now there's somebody walking past in the building, and he's wearing a face mask.
Did they just come in?
Yeah.
Did they come inside?
Yeah.
Oh, they work there.
Yeah, they work here. And first thing I think, underwear face.
Underwear face, why?
His face mask looks like it's like a pair of tighty whities on his face. It's like the white mask.
It's white. Yeah. It's white.
You know. And then you see other people like with like a black mask with like a something on the front, and I just think like monster face, because it looks like they've got this big giant thing of teeth, you know? On the front.
Yeah.
You know, you just see the mask really quick, and you're like...
I don't know about the white face masks. If you have one, that's fine. My face masks are embarrassing, too. But white, for some reason, when you get it, you're thinking, oh, good, white. It's like clean, crisp. Mm. It's
sanitary.
It's classic. It's just, it's white.
Yeah.
But then you put it on and you're absolutely, I was thinking the same thing. It looks like tidy whities or you're wearing a diaper. You get to stay far away from the white face masks.
I think it's, I don't know if it's any safer or less safe, but I think it's cooler to have a non-manufactured mask. Like you need one that's handmade, like a cloth one.
Oh, you're saying that because You're just so in love with the fact that you made all your face masks.
No, it looks
braggy.
Instead of looking like, you know, you see someone with like a, you know, a mask out of a box, right? Like, you know, like a paper.
You judge those people?
A paper mask, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you think, dental hygienist. You don't think like, oh, cool, you know, like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're used to seeing your dental hygienist with that powder blue little face mask or a little white face mask, you know, like I'm saying.
That's the one I typically wear. But you know what? I don't wear that as much because the days that I'm already wearing makeup, it ruins that mask. So I need the cloth mask so I could wash it when I get home. Ah. It's so gross. I know. I got makeup issues.
Well, how long have you had this paper mask that you use all the time? I mean, you wear it a couple times, you get another one?
I'll only wear it if I'm not wearing any makeup. So if I'm not going to really see anyone I know, and it's only for like a sec. I don't know. I'm usually wearing cloth masks now.
Oh, yeah.
It's just freebie ones. Like the one our listener sent us, that's what I wear. The one that she made for us. She's so sweet, Vicky.
I know, Vicky. Batavia,
but
Vicky.
Anyhow, the white face masks. I don't know if it's just you and me think that, but.
Hashtag underwear face. 98.9 to Buzz. Spazana and Zane.
Oh, jeez.
Excuse me. Right?
Oh, my. You okay over
Yes,
there?
I'm fine. It is Thursday morning, 6:31, and sunny clouds, mainly rain-free today, 80 degrees. Rawr. Wait, I have to do the hands. You can see me on this back.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Rawr.
What are you doing?
Rawr. It's International Tiger Week at the Seneca Park Zoo.
Oh, is it
yeah.
really?
Yesterday was Tiger Day, and they're celebrating all week at the zoo, which is cool. They have all kinds of stuff. They're spotlighting Katya, the 15-year-old female Amur tiger. Rawr.
You don't do that very well at all. That's almost embarrassing. Come on. I know you got it in you. You could do it better than that.
Oh, no. That's the best way to do it.
Don't hold back.
Rawr. Rawr. The zoo is open daily. You get timed tickets. You can go get them at SenecaParkZoo.org. And so go visit Katya this week.
Oh.
And Katya is the Amur tiger, largest of all living cats. There's only about 500 in the population in the world. Mostly.
That's another... Mostly where?
Mostly in Russia and China.
Oh.
Like, I didn't know they had.
I guess I didn't even think of that.
But today we're going to the zoo. Ellie's going. To,
are you?
Yes, we're going to bring Ellie to the zoo at 3 o'clock with tickets and times. And Ellie's getting her picture taken again for a catalog.
At the zoo? Is that
Jill's cousin? Yeah, Jill's cousin he's fresh out of college. He's like a photographer, and he works for a little place that takes pictures for catalogs. And I think they do I forget the name of it, but they do like the stuff you see in gift shops at hospitals and stuff like that.
Very cool.
Yeah. So
oh
Ellie.
My gosh, and Ellie is the model.
Yeah, this is her second photo shoot. So
wow.
Yeah, they're going to bring a couple of change of clothes for her, and we're going to set up a green room and. Whatever.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
I know, isn't that cute?
She's already making a paycheck, huh?
No.
Oh, because it's family, you don't?
I don't know. That's the deal with Jill and her cousin.
You gotta charge. You gotta set up an IRA already for her.
You're stopping it. Stop it. You're an instigator. I just want to go
that
to the
is
zoo.
So cute, though. Can we see the pictures or no? Because it's supposed to go in a catalog. You can't post it.
I'll ask. I don't know.
Oh my god! I would love to see him.
Look, oh yes, I showed you the other one.
Model.
Remember the other one she took?
It was very cute.
She looked like a Good and Plenty. It was like black and pink and white polka dots.
Oh my god! I love it. Look at oh wow! She's gonna be. Would you let her be a model if she said, "I want to be a model, Daddy"?
It's not that easy, but yes, I would. Yes, I would. Sure. Yeah, go for it. You can do anything you want. I'll support anything you want to do. You want to be an archaeologist or a model?
I said no. We had
Why?
My little Lexi is, the legs on her. I'm like, where did you get those things? I want to borrow
She's
them.
Tall.
She's like tall, thin, all legs.
Well, she's
beautiful
11.
Beautiful eyelashes.
What are you kidding,
but
11?
She's always been... She's in my height. She's always been just such a cutie kid. And Leah, our older one, is like, Lexi, you should be a model. Be a model when you grow up.
Why don't you let her?
Nope. I said, Lexi, no, we're not doing that. We're not going down that road. We're not entertaining that idea.
Okay, answer.
Answer what?
Why? You have a reason, right?
Yes, I have a lot of reasons. Do we have time? First, it messes with your head. Now, all of a sudden, you're so fixated on how you look. Like, that plays mental mind games with you. You turn 27, you're all of a sudden old. You're that old lady on the runway.
What kind of weird stereotype, like, Mars, Martian person are you?
No.
Yes. Kids
you
model.
Have to. If your life is about, if this is your career to be a model, I give them all the credit in the world because that's a lot of pressure. Yeah. We have body issues and body image issues. Can you imagine being scrutinized every day on what you look
like? Okay, you think you're going a little far on this. It's if your 11-year-old wants to get into like stuff like that, I say you let your kids do whatever they want. Let them try it and see. I mean, look, if you could turn a switch on and make her a supermodel, you don't want to do that.
That's
right. She'll never be a supermodel, Sandra.
You never know. She gets a taste of it now, and then before you know it, she's moving to New York City, living on the streets, trying to become the next big model. We don't need that. I want her to eat food. I want her to...
I'm dealing with a crazy person.
I am not crazy.
Help me.
There are plenty of other parents who would agree with me.
I need a safe word. No. Quick.
Oh, stop it.
You're overreacting. You're crazy.
I'm not. You wait until Ellie gets older.
If she wants to do it, I will let her do it. And I will support
Daddy,
her.
Daddy, look at my model shoot, and it's her in underwear. No, you're not going to be cool with that.
You're crazy. It would never get to that. The chances of that happening are one in a zillion.
It happens.
Okay, and you think you're that confident it's going to happen to your kid? Your kid's that gorgeous, perfect, angelic that she's going to get
there's local models from Rochester.
Yeah, it's one in a million.
It doesn't matter. I don't even want her. Just focus on something else. You want to be a neurosurgeon? All right, let's do it.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.